Okay, so this morning's reading is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. You can find that on page 1538 of the Church Bibles, or it's along on the screen. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
Well, thanks, Fiona, and good morning, everyone. My name's Cam Maxwell. I'm one of the pastors here at Trinity Church Tonsley, and let me add my welcome to that of Kelly's from earlier. You'll probably start the timer now, and we'll see how long ago. And now, a few times a year, we do something like this, which is we have all of our kids in for the whole service with us, including for now, which is the time we have a sermon. We think there's all sorts of great reasons to have kids in with us, to have our whole church family together like this. And so, a really big welcome to all the kids here today. And don't worry, kids, your programs will be back as normal next week. But today, I will try and keep it shorter than usual. I don't think any of the adults will be too upset by that either. Now, the passage we just read, I think, is the perfect kind of passage for a service where we have our whole church family, all ages gathered. It's a great one. Because for kids, you get to see, how does Jesus treat kids just like you? And for adults, as we'll see in this passage, there is something crucial we learn about what it means to follow Jesus that we adults actually, I think, often need to be reminded of and encouraged in. It's a great little story that features Jesus being interrupted. You know, you can tell a lot about people by how they handle interruptions. And as Jesus gets interrupted here by little children, we learn little children are super important to Jesus. It's a great little insight we have. Now, that might not surprise us that much. We know Jesus is kind and he loves kids. It's not a surprise to us. But back when the Bible was first written, most adults then usually didn't treat children as that important. Sounds shocking, I know, but the first people to have read the story we just read, where Jesus, a very, very important adult, gets interrupted by kids, the first people to back then read that story would have thought, those kids shouldn't be bothering Jesus. Most people would have said that. And people in Jesus' day would have been shocked, actually, scandalized, amazed at how Jesus welcomed kids. He treats them as important, and that was not a normal thing to do at all. And kids, even in this day and age where kids are treated as important, even still, you kids know what it means to miss out on things, don't you? Because you're kids. Sometimes you're not tall enough to go on the ride you want to go on the show. Like, that looks like a pretty fun roller coaster. You're not allowed to go on unless you're this tall. And other times, kids are not allowed to go to special events like weddings or adult parties because you're told no kids allowed, especially little kids, is sometimes the message we hear. Can you imagine, actually, kids, if church was like that? If we said, no little kids at church, or we just ran things in a way that was only for adults. If we had no kids programs, no kids talks, no kids mornings tea, nothing for kids, just for adults. It'd feel very different, wouldn't it? And that wouldn't be great because, well, we know how much Jesus loves kids and how much Jesus includes kids, especially from this story. And so as a church, we think it's very important to include kids in our life together because we know there is no age limit, there's no height limit to being a follower of Jesus. So what we're going to do for the next little while is have a look at the story from Mark's Gospel Fiona just read for us. It'd be great to keep that open in your Bibles in front of you at page 1538. We're just going to spend a little bit of time looking at Mark chapter 10 from verse 13 onwards. So you see in verse 13, it starts by people bringing little children to Jesus for him to place their hands on him. Placing his hands on them is a way of saying they wanted Jesus to pray for and to bless their children. Blessing, as the Bible talks about blessing, it's usually talking about the best blessing, actually, which is to know God, to love God, and to live life with him. That's the greatest blessing. And that's the blessing that people are wanting Jesus to pray over and to have their children walking in. And just as a side note for us today, as we finish one year and are about to start another, for all the parents, for all the grandparents here, for the uncles and aunties, isn't this a great thing to keep aspiring to? What we see the adults in this verse doing, to bring their children to Jesus, the children in our life, keep bringing them to Jesus for blessing. So there are millions and millions of things we might want to do to make our kids happy. There are all kinds of ways we might want to bless our kids with good things, millions of opportunities, great presents. But here's a question for us all. As 2025 starts, are you committed, above everything else, to bring the children in your life to Jesus for blessing? There is no better sort of blessing and nothing that's more important than it. It may mean putting a really high priority on doing things like being at church regularly. It may mean deliberate times reading the Bible with your kids. But especially, I think it definitely means, well, are we talking to Jesus? Are we praying to Jesus about the kids in our life? Are we doing that regularly? Are we doing it often? Asking in prayer that Jesus would bless them. Bless them by helping them know and love God all their days. Are we committed to praying regularly for these kids in our lives? So, especially for parents, here's that encouragement as the year gets underway, to take stock and perhaps to resolve above all else we do for our kids, to keep bringing them to Jesus for blessing. So there's a little side note for us today as we go through. Now, as people brought the little children to Jesus in verse 13 finishes us by telling us it didn't go very well, did it? So maybe it looked a little bit like this as people brought, there's the disciples saying, no. What it says is people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. The word rebuked, it means that they're saying, no, you can't bring your kids to Jesus. They're being a bit rude about it, actually. But when someone does something rude or something that seems a bit silly, it's often good, I think, to try and understand, well, why would they do that? Why would they say no? Seems rude to us, but why? What might the disciples have been thinking? Well, I've been wondering about this, and maybe the disciples, they knew Jesus was very busy, didn't they? They saw how busy he was, they knew how tired he perhaps was. I mean, after all, Jesus is the most important of all time. He had the most important job of all time, which is, you know, to save the world. He didn't have much time to do that in, actually. So surely Jesus should only bother with the most important things. Maybe the disciples were trying to look after Jesus and make sure he didn't have too many things to do. Because blessing kids is, I'm sure it's a good thing, but is it the most important thing for Jesus to do? Maybe that's what the disciples were thinking. Or maybe, I think more likely, it's just that the disciples thought that they themselves were the special ones who got to spend time with Jesus. Little kids would come and interrupt their time with Jesus, and it would make them feel less special as Jesus' disciples and less important. Because adults like to feel important, actually. We like to be serious, and maybe kids hovering around and doing things around us makes us look less serious, less important. Adults, I think, we can be like that sometimes. We can think we're really important, and we can often think we're a bit too important to help others out, or to let others go first, or to give our time to someone less important than us. Do you know, this whole story is very, very embarrassing for the disciples. Jesus had actually just taught his disciples they need to stop thinking of themselves as being really important. If you got your Bibles there, if you turn back just one page, to chapter 9, from about 33 onwards, only a page ago, Jesus told his disciples they are not too important to serve other people, and they cannot think of themselves as more important than anyone, including children. So if you have a look at chapter 9, verse 37, Jesus is saying, you're not more important than anyone. And he uses a child to make this point. He says, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. There in chapter 9, Jesus is saying, you've got to welcome children if you're my disciple. Then the very next page in the passage we're reading today, the disciples do the exact opposite, don't they? Just like a lot of adults, they seem to think of themselves being a bit too important, a bit too special for children, or fathers just not like them. But not Jesus. The person who is the most important person in the universe, with the most demanding job of all time, saving humanity, Jesus, he makes time for children. He loves children. So if you're back in chapter 10 now, back in our passage, let's look at how verse 14 starts. When Jesus saw this, we saw his disciples sending kids away, he was indignant. There's a word, indignant. What does that mean? Well, I reckon I've got some photos here that will help you understand what indignant means. So here's one. Sort of see how there's a bit of anger, but also kind of like that kind of, why would you do that? Like a kind of question, like, what are you doing? How about this next one? I think I've shown this photo before, actually. This to me looks like a mum who is indignant. What do you mean you can't find your shoes? I gave them to you 5 minutes ago. You've lost them and your pants. Now we're late. What are you doing? That's a picture of indignance. There's one more, I think. Well, it doesn't come up very well. You might be able to see his face. It, to me, looks like a child saying, Dad, I asked you to help with my new Lego set, not stay up all night and do it yourself. What are you doing? Just a random example, I imagine. Now, Jesus doesn't get angry very often in the Bible, but when people get angry, it's actually a good sign to see what's really important to them. Anger can often tell us what's really important to someone, what they really care about. And if Jesus is angry that the children are being sent away, well, it tells us Jesus must really, really care about these little children. And he's angry, actually, if someone stops them or makes it hard for kids to come to him. So kids, here is something really, really special about Jesus. If you don't remember anything else I say today, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. Jesus loves you and wants you to come to him and to follow him. Jesus loves you, he wants you to come to him and to follow him. All right, well, next, Jesus then teaches us all something very important about children. Not just that they're important, but it's actually something far better than that. Have a look at what Jesus says about halfway through verse 14 in your Bibles, or we're also up on the screen. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The kingdom of God, that's all about belonging to God and living under his rule and his blessing now and forever. That's the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches us lots of things about the kingdom of God and how it's really, really good to belong to his kingdom and how it's really, really sad to not belong. And so here, how amazing it would have been for people in Jesus' time who didn't think children were important. They would have been amazed to be told by the king, Jesus, to be told by the king of the kingdom that the kingdom of God belongs to children. What a thing to say. Now, this means all kinds of really important things, but one is, when it comes to following Jesus, it tells adults are not more important Christians. We're not more important disciples, and kids are not less important as disciples. If anything, it's probably the other way around. So what this means is that children who follow Jesus are full members of his kingdom, full members of Jesus' kingdom. It means children who have trust in Jesus and who love Jesus are just as much part of his kingdom as adults are. It's a great thing. And it's, I think it's amazing because it means kids, you don't need to wait till you grow up to be a proper disciple. It means that parents and kids and leaders and uncles and aunties and grandparents and school teachers, how special and how valuable it is to help children love and trust Jesus. Because it's not just a childish thing. We know that their love and trust of Jesus is a real thing that will continue to grow as they do. So what a great use of our energy and time to help children have real faith, real trust in Jesus. Because it's not only as children who might one day become a proper disciple, but they are proper disciples, real members of the kingdom. It's a wonderful thing. Then verse 15, Jesus explains even more of this to the adults about how we need to be more like children. Now, kids, you might sometimes hear someone say, "Oh, grow up, stop being such a child." Here, Jesus says the opposite to adults. He says, "Oh, grow down, stop being such an adult." Have a look again at verse 15, and this is a wonderful verse. If you're here checking out what's at the heart of Christianity, I think this verse captures a huge part of it. Says it all in a way. Verse 15. "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Now what's Jesus saying here? Let me start by saying what he's not saying, what he doesn't say. Jesus doesn't say here that children are pure or that children are innocent, because actually the Bible teaches us that all of us have the problem of sin from the very earliest age, and parents will always agree to that. And also, what Jesus has been teaching his disciples is not that the pure or the innocent will receive the kingdom. It's the opposite. Jesus tells us it's the sick, it's the broken, it's the messy. Those are the ones who know they have a problem. They are the ones who know their life is a mess. They are the ones that Jesus invites. He invites us who are broken, sinful, and sick. Jesus doesn't say only those who are trying really hard to be good will receive the kingdom. In fact, he always says the direct opposite. So Jesus can't be saying that children enter the kingdom because they're pure, because that's the opposite of what he always says to adults. None of us are pure, and only those who accept Jesus' help to make us clean, to be washed by him, can actually enter his kingdom. Jesus also doesn't here talk about other great qualities that kids have, like being trusting or being fun or not taking themselves too seriously, like adults often do. Again, well, if Jesus was saying that, well, we need to do this, we need to do that to enter his kingdom, that's the opposite of what he says elsewhere. Elsewhere, he tells us it's not at all what we do, but what he does for us that gets us into the kingdom. So Jesus is not saying here adults need to be more childlike in our trust or our innocence. He doesn't say to adopt childish qualities. What he says is adults need to be like a little child. And if we think, well, what is it to be a child? What is different to being an adult? The main difference boils down to, it seems, to what we have. To what we have. Little children, underline the word little, little children have nothing. They can offer nothing. They are needy. They need help with everything, and they're fine with that. They're happy to get help. They have no accomplishments, no life skills, other than maybe being toilet trained. That's a big one. But it seems the main feature of being a child is being dependent. That's the language we use all the time, isn't it? Being dependent, being in need. That's what it means to be a child. And so children are great at receiving. If you're dependent, you must receive, and you do it happily, because what else would you do? I've never met a child who says no to a present or a free thing, or ask their parents how much dinner's going to cost them tonight. I've never met a child like that. Adults, though, well, if you offer an adult something free, they're probably going to be suspicious if you don't know them very well. Or they'll say, oh, no, thank you. Or they'll insist on paying you or giving you something in return. If you invite an adult over to dinner, they say, what can I bring? I must bring something. That everyone wants to contribute when you're an adult. Adults don't like coming empty-handed. Because part of it often is, I think adults, we can be very proud. We can be bad at getting help. We can be bad at receiving presents because we like accomplishing things. We like being self-reliant. We like being able to do things in our own strength to provide for ourselves. Children depend on others. Adults often take pride in depending on no one. So what Jesus is saying, to enter the kingdom, we can't depend on ourselves. We can only receive the grace of Jesus. We bring nothing to the kingdom. None of us bring anything into the kingdom. No accomplishments, no skills. We lack. We need to recognize what Jesus is pointing us to here is that we don't earn or buy our way into the kingdom. Jesus paid it all. A child will instinctively receive what's given. Well done, kids. But adults, Jesus offers us the kingdom, but says it's got nothing to do with you earning your spot or proving your worth or paying it back. When it comes to the kingdom, we are all in need. We have nothing to offer. All we need to do is be like kids who receive. It's a humbling thing. It's very humbling for adults. But I think this is such a special way to understand that God's grace is absolute. It's the most important thing when it comes to entering the kingdom. Okay, so today we've heard Jesus loves kids. Jesus treats them as full members of his kingdom. And so should we adults. And be encouraged that it is a wonderful thing to see kids in our church with faith in Jesus, growing in that faith. Praise God for that. Jesus also tells us all to be more like kids, knowing that we are in need of Jesus' grace to enter his kingdom. And so we're encouraged with the humility to accept his grace, like a child happily accepts good things without pride or ego getting in the way. So would you join me as we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for showing us how much you love and value children and how you show that everyone is important to you and to your kingdom. We pray for our kids here at this church. We ask you to help them keep loving and trusting you all their days. Please rich them blessedly with a deep knowledge and love for you. And please help us adults learn to be humble, to be more like kids and accept what you offer, knowing that we are all in need of your grace and your mercy. We ask you to help us never think of ourselves too important for what's important to you. Please help us in this, we pray. Amen.